Hey, real estate fans, welcome back to the weekly podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the countdown to closing. There's five things that buyers and sellers can do to avoid unnecessary stress. It's a stressful and exciting situation by itself, but I want to talk about the five things that not everybody thinks about and I watch every week. So the first thing is don't give your notice to vacate or plan on moving out on the closing day. Give yourself at least 3 days, both directions. Closing times are very fluid, especially if there's a mortgage involved. But even if there's cash and it's a little simpler, you just can't foresee the weird things that happen when you've got lots and lots of logistics. It's an exercise in logistics. So do not plan on leaving or having to be out or having to be moved in on a particular day, but especially don't plan on the day of closing escrow. Give yourself plenty of time. And if you're selling, make sure your next house, those people are kept informed of changes, because sometimes things are happening so fast, we forget to pass on the information to the next people. And the same thing for the buyers, especially if you're renting. Make arrangements with whoever you need to when you're buying that you might have a 6 day swing, 3 days early, 3 days late. Mostly they need to know if you're not going to be out on time. Usually if you're early, everybody's thrilled. Okay. So don't give your notice to vacate. Don't make it a hard number. Make it a little bit fluid. Number two, and a lot of people don't like this idea, but once you're in the middle of the move, everybody's so happy. Arrange for a professional cleaner. If you're selling your house, getting all that stuff out, getting the truck loaded and everything, and then having to go back, your body's tired. You also have an unload to go. So if you're selling, plus it's a real treat for the new owner. If you're buying and you're not sure that it's going to be clean, or if you're like some of us, even if somebody's cleaned, we want to clean again. And it's the best money ever to spend. And if you're buying, you want to be unpacking and you have to be helping direct where stuff is supposed to be unloaded. You don't want to have to stop everything and then go wipe the floor because the seller or whoever didn't do it the way you like it. So arrange for professional cleaners. That is one of my best kept, it's not a secret, but it's one of my best kept suggestions. So that's number two. Number three, excuse me, internet and cable are so important to us these days. And they are sometimes booked out longer than you realize. So get the phone number to the internet and cable people that you plan on using. And again, you have to keep in mind, you don't know exactly what day everything's going to happen, but keep in communication with them and try to get those installed first. If you've got Wi-Fi up, or you could get a portable hotspot or take something with you so that you can keep communication going. At the end of a transaction, there's still notices coming every once in a while. The real estate company or the escrow company or the lender, if there's a lender involved, they might need another initial. So try to get your internet and cable up early, as early as you can. And you do that by contacting them as much as 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks before closing, and find out what their arrangements are. So that's number three. Number four, plan on keeping extra cash on hand. Have room on your credit card and have some greenbacks. And here's why. Because there's unexpected stuff that happens. You might break something. The heat might not be on. You might want to buy pizza for your moving crew. Or you might just need extra supplies for the house. You know, sometimes the trucks don't get there in time, or they're a few days behind you by design. So have some extra money. It's so expensive to move on both parts, whether you're buying or selling. And a lot of people feel like they don't want to have extra money for these incidentals, but you're really going to be glad that you did. You can also get gift cards for lunches, sandwich shops, things like that. So that's number four, is just plan on keeping a little extra cash if you break a TV or the heat's not on or something like that. And it's just a reminder of how substantial the project is for moving. Sometimes if we haven't done it in a long time, we discount the amount of effort, the amount of time, and we discount the problems with our bodies. Even if you're young, it's hard on your body to move. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of lifting. And if you're older, that is the time when we sometimes hurt our backs or our knees or, you know, aggravate older injuries. So do get some help. Do make a good plan. If you want to talk about the logistics of your move, I'm happy to do it. We actually are creating a checklist and also a spreadsheet, and it can start as early as 3 months before you're moving. You can start getting ready. So yeah, we're just trying to help provide materials to help make moving easier, because it is a drag, but it's also super exciting, and it's how we get on to the next step of our real estate life. So with that in mind, give me a call, give me a text, 541-301-7980. I want to be your agent. I'm a great listing agent, great buyer's agent. So please give me a call, give me a text, and let's see what we can talk about to make something happen in your world. Also, please subscribe to the channel. We are trying to build our subscription, and look for the radio interview this week on our new radio station home, The Ace. It's 13 a.m. And Megan McPherson from Farmers Insurance talking about the 2023 fire map and what's happening going into 2024, and also some other really interesting tips for consumers for insurance. So please look at that. And then also our market statistics every week, because our Southern Oregon market is starting to settle. So that's it for now. Have a great Southern Oregon week. We'll see you next time. Bye now.